Welcome to episode 4, Cammy Sweetheart. This episode is going to be about sexual assault. So I do want to go ahead and say trigger warning because this is a very sensitive topic. But honestly, a big source of my trauma is like the sexual assault that I've experienced. So I want to talk a little bit about that. I first experienced sexual assault when I was about, I think like 12 years old when I was in school. I was sexually harassed by someone, and it started off with touching, you know, just like unwarranted touching. And it was also a lot of just like sexual comments and, you know, just like commenting on my body. And it just seemed like any interaction we ever had, it was something sexual. And it started off kind of like a shock. It was like a big shock, like just very unexpected and strange. And actually, me and my close friend were actually going through the same, like he was doing the same thing to her. And eventually, I got fed up with it. And I just spoke up about it because it's like, you're not going to just keep doing this and thinking that it's okay. You know, like it just got to a point to where it was really annoying. And something about being sexualized, it makes you feel like, I don't know if disgusted is a word, but yeah, a little disgusted, just like, kind of makes you question things like, why is it that this is, you know, that's not the attention that I wanted to get, you know, especially like you're in school, you're young, and it's just like, why is this happening? And seemed like it always kind of happened at like a time that was convenient for him, like nobody seemed to notice. And yeah, but that was a hard point in my life, you know, but I finally was like, no, like we're not going to keep doing this. And it's just like the circumstances around the whole situation, like I was in a relationship at the time and he was cool with that person, so it's like it was very weird that he thought that that was an okay thing to do. But when I did finally speak up with about the situation, like honestly, like everybody kind of, all my friends like kind of stepped in and defended me also. And that person ended up getting suspended. I ended up switching classes, so we weren't in the same class anymore and everything. And there's always kind of like this awkwardness after the fact, like that everything has like happened. But yeah, I just that was my very first experience with that type of thing. And then also when I got to high school, I had quite a few situations that were in a similar, one was a job that I was working, and again it happened kind of like unexpectedly, like with like the touching and like just like the making sexual remarks. And again, I was in a relationship and this person was cool with that person, and this person was also in a relationship. So with a close friend of mine. So it was a very complicated situation. It made me very uncomfortable. And it was a question of like, okay, am I going to say anything? Because it's like, okay, I speak up about this. Like, I still have to be around this person. I'm still going to work with this person. And, yeah, so it was a question of, am I going to say something? Which I did end up saying something, but then comes like the awkwardness of saying it. The person denied it. And so then it's just kind of like, okay, now I look crazy. And it's like, I have no reason to lie. That's honestly, it's just the craziest thing when they say that you're lying. Cause it's like, what reason do I have to lie? Like, why would I lie about something like that? Cause at the end of the day, it's putting me in an uncomfortable situation as well. And yeah, so that was a fun, very fun situation. Cause it's like, it's just very awkward. It's very awkward. And again, like stuff like that, like being sexualized is probably one of the most disgusting feeling. Like, it just makes you feel, it's just like an ick. Like, why do you feel comfortable? Why do you feel like you have access to my body? Why do you feel comfortable to do that? Like, it's very strange. And then, you know, it's like the people that have done that, those things to me, like, it was cool, you know, like it was pretty cool or whatever. So just, you know, making it weird like that. And then, yeah, it sucks. It sucks. But, yeah, I just really, I feel like boys struggle with consent sometimes, like, and controlling, like, their hormones and their emotions, because it's like, some things just like shouldn't be acted on, or, you know, like, I just don't understand. Like, I'm very friendly, but I never feel like I give off that vibe to where like, that's okay. You know, it's like, I might not say anything like while it's happening. And that kind of made me feel like, I kind of was almost shaming myself a little bit about that, because it's like, am I giving off the impression that I wanted it to happen? You know, and I don't think so, but it's like, still, regardless of the fact, if I didn't say anything like in that moment, I still didn't give you permission or access to my body. So it should have never happened regardless. Like, it's not okay regardless of if I spoke up or not, you know. And, you know, or like, people, I don't like the victim blaming. So it doesn't matter what I had on. It doesn't matter, like, whatever. Like, none of those things matter. What matters is I didn't give this person permission to touch me, and they did it anyway. That's what matters. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, there's still that linger. Like I said, like, that's where a lot of my trauma comes from. A lot of my, like, distrust for men. And just, yeah, like, there's just this, I don't like most men, if I'm being honest. Like, I don't really like men. I don't really trust it. And it's because of these, like, situations that happen. And, you know, like, I was young and, like, I wasn't focused on that type of thing. I think that's what sucks about it. It's like, now I'm in this uncomfortable situation, feeling like I'm being sexualized. And you just don't like being, I don't like being lusted after. I don't like feeling just like that uncomfortable situation to be in. And then also, I experienced sexual assault in a relationship of mine, which was probably the hardest, because you almost don't want to believe it, because it's like, well, how could, you know, like, you love that person and you don't expect it and you almost question it. But honestly, like, from the start of the relationship, it was a lot of sexual talk, and I didn't make it very clear, like, that's not really what I'm interested in. Like, I don't want to do that. And that probably won't happen for a long time, but it just seemed to continuously come up, and there was all of this, like, pressure around it. And I'm a bit of a, like, kind of like fixer a little bit, or I feel like I have to, like, stick things out. So, like, I definitely should have taken it as a red flag and, like, left that situation alone. But I didn't, and it kept coming up. And it just, you know, eventually that starts to mess with your mind a little bit, and you kind of question things and just start to wonder, you know, just like, maybe, you know, like, I don't know. So I definitely struggled within that relationship, just feeling like I wasn't just good enough, like, just me, what, just I just wasn't enough, you know, like, just what I had to offer, what I was willing to do wasn't enough. And I wish, again, I just wish I would have took it for what it was, seen the signs, and just said, you know what, I should just move on. You know, because, like, we were just on two different pages. And, you know, like, it just was, like, the pressure of, I want to do this, or maybe we could just do this. And, you know, just, again, the touching and doing things without my permission, like, relationship or not, that wasn't okay. And I don't like to be that person that's like, well, this is wrong. You know, it's like, you should have never done it in the first place. You should know that that's wrong. And, but it's different, like, in a relationship, because it's a relationship. So it's kind of like, you don't really know what to do, what to say about it, because at the end of the day, like, you still, like, love the person. But it almost, I would say it was harder to go through, like, while in a relationship, because of all, like, the history and stuff that we had and what I wanted to come out of a relationship. But, yeah, that person was just honestly very sexually selfish. And that's another thing about men that I feel like is an ick, just like an ick of mine. Like, I don't I really don't like that. But yeah, it was all about how I could please him and what could I do for him. And it wasn't really like, you're not offering me anything, so what am I really getting out of this? You know, so that kind of, it just made me like, what's the point? You know, like, you're only worried about how it can benefit you. And then I go into like, do you really care about me? Like, are you really, you know, it just makes you like question it. So, yeah, but those have been like my experiences with sexual assault. And I feel like it's definitely happened more than I would have liked it to, for sure. And it's kind of, this is like the scary thing about being a woman, is you do kind of have to worry about that type of thing. And it's very sad. It's sad because honestly, like, I was pretty developed. I started going through like puberty and stuff, like, as far as my body developing, in about like third grade. And then by the time I got to middle school, like, there would be like comments and stuff like on my body. And that's one of the things too that is a turn off for me. Like, I just don't like being sexualized. Like, number one thing, because I've been sexualized before, and it's just like, it's a very uncomfortable feeling. But yeah, so and then it's like, even like after the fact, there's still this like, just, you know, like, I'm always gonna be reminded when I like see those people. And it never really goes away, you know, because that's still like part of my trauma. And yeah, I just hate the way that it makes you feel, you know, like, it's just, I would say it was a big reason why I was a little turned off towards like anything like sexual wise or just like dating or anything like that, because it's like, what I've experienced from like guys and what they have to offer, it just wasn't worth it to me. You know, it wasn't worth it. And I definitely took longer to really like just do anything. I didn't want to, as far as like, you know, sexual things, like, I just, that was not my focus. And I feel like that's why I really didn't like date a lot, you know, after the situation with the sexual assault and the relationship. I didn't really date anybody after that, because that experience was so, it was a lot of trauma from that relationship. And I knew, like, I didn't want to be with somebody like him. And I was willing to wait, you know, for the right person instead of dating, like, the wrong people. And I'm still that way. Like, I don't, like, feel like my time is wasted. I don't want to date somebody that, you know, I'm not compatible with. We don't have the same values. Like, it just feels like a waste of time. And I've always been that way. Like, I would rather just be single. And I'm perfectly, like, okay with that. Because I know my worth, you know, like, going through all the stuff that I've been through, you definitely realize your worth, and you, like, sometimes it's like, wow, I can't believe all the stuff that I let myself go through, you know, just for the sake of wanting to be with that person, you know, thinking that you're supposed to be with someone. In reality, like, you have to compromise yourself, and, you know, you're just allowing things and accepting things that you shouldn't have to, you know, asking for things that you shouldn't have to ask for. You know, it's like, it really comes down to, like, if somebody wants to, then they will. And honestly, that's probably one of the best things about, like, whenever I did go to college, is I reconnected with someone that was, like, willing to do, like, all the things that I never got, you know, or just, like, the attention and that, like, affection and love, like, and I'm saying, like, me and this person hadn't really, like, talked or anything, been around each other for, like, years. And it's just, like, something where the spark just, like, came back instantly. And it's just, like, wow, like, it's interesting how you can waste so much time with someone else and not get anything out of them, really, you know, like, they're extremely selfish, and then you can go with somebody new, and it's the complete opposite, you know, like, all they want to do is please you, and they just, I mean, the affection is, like, really, like, unmatched, truly. But yeah, college gave me, like, a different perspective, and it just, like, showed me, like, okay, this is how you should be treated, and this is the type of love that you deserve. So that was very refreshing to, like, experience that, because I kind of lost hope a little bit. Like, I was so used to just being single and just being me and not date, you know, not doing nothing, because I just wasn't, like, I don't know. I wasn't really interested in it. And then when I least expected it, like, it just kind of popped up again and happened all so fast. And then before I knew it, it's like, wow, this is what I've been, like, waiting for. This is what I've been missing in my life. And it makes such a big difference. Such a big difference having that. And you don't have to, you know, it's like, you don't have to ask. You don't have to, you know, it's like, you don't even have to say what you want, what you need. And it just clicked. And then I just started developing, like, that attachment again. Like, you just don't you don't want to not be around that person. And then it's like you forget, kind of just like forget all about all the everything that you've experienced before. Like the new person, and it's just like a complete shift, like complete 180. But very, very, it just came at a point to where I needed it in my life. You know, I needed to move on from my previous relationship, even though I didn't realize it until I reconnected with the person in college. I didn't realize that I needed to move on and that I could do better. But once we reconnected, it's just like, I can't be without, I don't want to be without this person, you know? And just like that level of like love and just like cares, like that's something that I'm just not willing to give up. But yeah, it's just, I'm very grateful for him, because like I said, it just came at a point where I needed it, you know, and I just never expected that to happen. Like, it's just crazy when I like think about it, because us even like going to the same school, that was very unexpected. And it just feels like, wow, like it just kind of, the timing of it, it was like perfect, you know. And relearning him and just like reconnecting, and that bond, it just like, I realized like it never really went away. Like we kind of just were on different paths of life a little bit, but we found a way to come back to each other. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm very, very grateful, because I've never experienced a level of love like that. And I know that I never will again. Like that's, it won't get any, it won't get any better than that. But, yeah, that's the example of a man that I needed in my life, example of love that I needed. Everything that came before was just simply not the same. Simply not the same. It was a lot of selfishness. That for whatever reason, like I just looked past it for the sake of saying I'm with this person. But man, I was like, when you meet somebody that is gonna do things just because, and you don't have to ask, it's really nothing like it, like truly. And I think probably what one of the things that sold me the most is like just the patience, you know, like there's no rush on doing anything sexual. And everything is just was kind of like on my own time. And like when you're ready, when you're comfortable, and, you know, like you just, I wasn't being lusted after. There was no pressure. There was no pressure to do anything. It's simply just, we can just chill. and that's perfectly okay. Like, it sounds so sad to say, but I'm not used to that. I wasn't used to that before. Like, there was always, like, we were supposed to be doing something, or he wanted to do this or that. And so, now being with somebody that it didn't matter either way, it just was like, wow, like, this is what's actually normal, honestly. But, like, in the moment when you're in, like, certain situations, you don't realize, like, this is not okay. This isn't right. Or you do, you just, like, kind of look past it, or just, yeah, you just, like, kind of look past it, or you don't really, you try not to, like, focus on it. But yeah, so that was probably one of the, like, happiest points in my life, was, like, you know, being in college, because I was with that person, and it was so good, you know, just, like, instantly, like, it was, like, just a mood shift when I'm around this person. Like, I'm just super happy, and yeah. I've never been with somebody that was just so, just, like, nice, patient, like, all the, literally everything that you could, like, ask for in somebody. It just feels like, sometimes it just felt like a fairy tale. Like, is this even real? Because sometimes it just felt like too good to be true, you know? Like, wow. But yeah, I just definitely have not had the best experiences with men. And I for the most part, I'm just, have this kind of just, like, this perception of men and what I expect them to be. And honestly, I don't expect much out of them. Like, I'm just gonna be completely honest, because of the things that I've experienced. And unfortunately, like, that stuff kind of sticks with you, like, or at least it stuck with me. Just as far as, you know, the sexual assault and everything like that. And I think that's why I was not really interested in, like, sex and all of that. Like, I wasn't interested in that, because I don't like feeling, you know, just, like, the pressure of it, and then being, like, sexualized and all that. Like, I just was very turned off towards that. So yeah, wasn't doing that. And I think I just needed to find the right person. That was, like, a big part of it. It's just, like, I hadn't been around the right people. I wasn't messing with the right people, wasn't dating the right people. And once I did find that, it's like, okay, now I can be more open. And, you know, I realized, like, they're not all bad, but
It's just like what I had seen and what I was dealing with, I just didn't care for men much. I still really don't, but yeah, I guess I've kind of, you know, like healed from that trauma or whatever, everything, but it definitely sucks to go through.
Thank you for listening. Next episode will be out on August 19th. See you then.